Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Arthur Pearlie Martin, Biblical Principles Inner Healing. Today, we're going to be praying Prevailing Prayers Day 8. This is our 8th day today. We're just going to jump right in and just begin to give God glory, honor, and praise. Father, we just come before you again today, glorifying you, worshiping you, giving you honor, giving you glory, and giving you praise, Lord God. We call you King of Kings. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are Abba, Father. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Kitsunu. You said you are whatever it is that we need you to be, Father. But we come before you right now, just worshiping you, Lord, giving you honor, just giving you praise, Lord God. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 we worship you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, glory, Father, we just pray for those that are lost. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Those who have backslidden, those who have gone away from you, those who have strayed away from you. For you said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, will humble themselves, will humble themselves. Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We come before you. We humble ourselves before you. We're saying, Lord, it's not our way. It's not our will. It's not what we want. This is not about us, Father. This is about you. This is bigger than us. You created us, Lord God, to live for you, to live, to express Christ-like, to be disciples and ambassadors and ministers or reconciliators. That's what you created us for, Father. So we come before you. We humbly come before you. We submit ourselves at your feet. And we say, Lord, we're sorry. We repent of everything and everything in us and everything about us that's contrary to who you are, that's contrary to how you are. And Father, we ask that you just be quick to convince us, to convict us, Lord God, when our ways are contrary to your ways, when our words are contrary to your words, when our lifestyle is contrary to your lifestyle. To glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we come against, we bind the spirit of witchcraft because, Father, you said rebellion is equal to the sin of witchcraft. Father, we bind the spirit of rebellion. We bind the spirit of witchcraft. When our ways are contrary to you and when we're bent on doing what we want to do, Father, we operate under the influence of witchcraft. And we bind the spirit of witchcraft, Father, and we ask that you take the blinders off of our eyes. Take the blinders off of the eyes of those who don't know you, those who can't hear you, those who can't see you, those who don't believe in you. For you said in your word, Father, that the God of this world is the God of this world, is the God of this world. In 1 Corinthians, you said it's the God of this world who has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. He's blind their minds. So, Father, I ask that you take the blinders off their mind, Lord God. Take the blinders off their minds, our family members, our loved ones, and those who don't know you. Take the blinders off their eyes. Open their ears so they can hear. Open their hearts so they can receive. Father, you said ministering angels are sent to those of the household of faith. Father, we just thank you for sending ministering angels to minister to our lost loved ones, to minister to friends, family, and to those that don't know you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for your ministering angels. You said, for no man can come unto you, Lord God, unless you accept, you draw them. Holy Spirit, I ask that you just begin to draw them by your spirit, Father. For you said in Acts 16:31, Lord God, that if we believe, not only shall we be saved, but our household also, Father. You saved Rahab. You saved Rahab the prostitute. You saved her family because she was obedient. She believed the word of the prophets and she received the prophetic. She received a reward. They told her, if you put all your family members in this house, we won't destroy them. You saved Lot's family, Abraham's family. You saved Noah's family. You saved Lot's family, Father God. And when you brought the children of Israel, you delivered them all. Father, we just thank you. We just come before you declaring and decreeing, agreeing with you, Lord God, saying what you're saying, Lord God, that if we believe, not only shall we be saved, but you promised us our household. Therefore, we declare and we decree, Father, we declare and we decree that as for our household, they will serve the Lord, not just us, but they will serve him, not in a religious way, but they will worship him. They will serve him with their heart, their body, their soul. They will love the Lord thy God with all their might, mind, their soul, their spirit, their body. They will love him. They will love him. They will serve him. We bind the spirit of religion in the name of Jesus, Father God. And people who think that they save and they not, Father God, manifest yourself to them so they can be drawn to you and get saved for real. We bind the spirit of religion in the name of Jesus. We come against that religious spirit because it's contrary to who you are. It's contrary to how you are, Father God, because you did not come to condemn, but to convict, to convince. Glory, Father, use us to be a light in the midst of darkness. Let our family members, when they see us, Father, let them be able to see you. Let our lifestyle convict, can bring conviction on those who don't know you, Father, and they will look at us or look at you and say, what must I do to be saved? I don't know. It's just something about you. Let them see you in us, Father. We crucify our flesh again today, Father. We crucify. We come before you. We bow before you, Lord God, and we crucify our flesh again today. And we say, Lord, not our will, nor Lord, not our way. Just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he went there, Father, he didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want to be beat with the Canaanite tails. He didn't want to suffer. But he said, Father, nevertheless, if there be any other way, let this cup of suffering pass from me. But nevertheless, Lord, not my will, not my way, Lord, but let your will be done, Father. We come before you again today, seeking your face, then, Lord, we decrease. Lord, we decrease. We submit ourselves to you, Father. We will not resist you. We will not walk in rebellion towards you. We will not walk in pride. Father, you told us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. And you promised, Lord, your promise to us is that you would direct our path. So, Father, we ask that you make your path clear to us, that you make your will clear to us, that you make your way clear to us in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for household salvation. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for repentance. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that we will raise up a standard. You say you look for a man to stand in the gap. We will stand in the gap, Father. We will hold up your standard. We will hold up your word. We will not compromise. We will not be lukewarm. We will not fear the fear man more than we fear you. We will not fear the opinion of people. For you said if we are servant to men, then we cannot be a servant of yours. Father God, we bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, Father. 1 Timothy 1:7 tells us, you did not give us a spirit of fear. Therefore, we resist you, devil. We resist the spirit of fear, anxiety. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. For God, the only someone we reverence is you. We walk in reverence to you, Father. You said those who fear you, who reverence you, who respect you, Father, that you would make your covenant known to us, Father. We thank you that we walk in divine revelation as we walk in submission to you, as we walk in reverence to you, Father, that you will make your covenant known to us. For those who submit their ways to you, you will establish their works. Those who submit their plans to you, you will establish their works in the earth when we come in and check with you first, Father. So we come before you this day humbling, saying, Lord, what is it you want us to do? Where is it you want us to go? What is it you want us to say? We acknowledge you in all our ways. We acknowledge you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord, in all our ways. We acknowledge you, Lord, in all our ways. We acknowledge you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord. We come to you as a child. You said, unless we come to you as a child, understanding, we come before you, Father, understanding that you're the Father and we're the children. And we come to you, and just like we want our children to acknowledge us in all their ways, Father, we come to you as a child, acknowledging you in all our ways in the name of Jesus. For some are sick. Some are sin sick because of rebellion, because we resist you, Father. We resist you every time we say no to you. Every time we say no to you, Father, we resist you and we repent of that. Every time we say no to you, Father, we walk in rebellion, which is equal to the sin of witchcraft, and we repent of that, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We don't want to walk in contrary to you. We want to acknowledge you. We don't want to ignore you, Lord God. We ask that your presence just settle upon us. We thank you for your anointing that is destroying every yoke right now in the name of Jesus, Father, as we come before you humbly, submitting ourselves, laying down everything, laying down our will, laying down our way. We're not here to resist you, Lord God. We're here to walk in submission to you, Lord God. And we give you the glory, Father. We give you the honor, glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Some have issues with their bones because there's envy in your heart, because envy rottens the bones. Envy rottens the bones. So just repent of envy. Glory, hallelujah. And unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is connected to the bones. It dries the bones. Glory, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. You said that the life is in the blood. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The blood. Our blood is your blood. Glory. We've been washed in the blood by the blood. We've been redeemed by the blood. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said you're married to the backslider, Father. We ask that you call all the backsliders back to you. You begin to draw them, for you said no man can come. Open their eyes and help them to come to themselves, Father God. Just like the prodigal son, he came to the end of himself and you opened his eyes, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for opening our family members' eyes, for our friends and those who we don't know. Thank you for opening the eyes of those that are blind. Thank you for opening the eyes of those who are blind. Thank you for opening the ears of those who can't hear your voice, Father. You said, my sheep know my voice. We thank you, Father, for sending us out as laborers, the people we come in contact with today, Lord God. Use us however you see fit. Use us however you see fit. We yield our tongue to you. We yield our tongue to you. We yield our members to you, Father, because we know that it's because of you and it's in you that we live, that we move, and that we have our being, Lord God. It's all because of you. Glory. We call you faithful, Lord God. We call you faithful. You said an unbelieving husband, spouse is sanctified by his spouse. He's set apart because of the lifestyle we live. Father, you said an unbelieving husband can be one without a word just by our quiet, meek spirit. Teach us. You said if we study, you said study to be quiet. As we study, we can learn to be quiet. Glory, hallelujah. Let you speak on behalf of us. Through the lifestyle that we live, we will be that light in the midst of darkness. We will be the light in the midst of darkness. We choose to be light and not darkness. We choose to walk in the light as you are in the light. We thank you for giving us a hunger for your word, a hunger for your word, a hunger for your word, and a desire for the things of God, a desire for the will of God, a desire for the way of God in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Glory, we love you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that those that are sick, that they will be healed and made whole, that your healing power will manifest. For by Jesus' stripes, we're already healed, Father. You said it's finished, it's done. We're not even waiting for it. We believe it's already finished and it's already done. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, spirit of oppression, depression, it goes now. In the name of Jesus. Glory. I thank you, Father, that your word, it will not return unto you void. It cannot return unto you void because you watch over your word to perform it. Father God, you said you watch over your own word to perform it. And Acts 16:31 cannot return void. He said, if we believe, not only shall we be saved, but our household also. It cannot. So we walk by faith, believing it's already finished, believing it's already done. Glory, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Set us ablaze, Lord. Set us on fire. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We adore you. We adore you. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for your daily grace. We thank you for your grace, Father, because you have been graceful to us. We'll be graceful to others. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Everything in us revealed to us so we can repent of it, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You guys, I'm getting ready to go on. I'm headed out, but you guys continue in his presence. I'm going to continue in his presence. I'm going to continue giving him praise, continue giving him honor, continue giving him glory in the name of Jesus. Okay, till next time. Till tomorrow, I love you guys. Let's continue to praise and pray and giving God thanks, honor, and glory. He told us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, just to let our requests be made known unto God. And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will cover your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Remember, don't just talk about it. Remember to pray about it. Go pray about it. Cast your cares upon the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.